A gotten Erev Shabbos, or Maiti Shabbos, or Kutfach, whenever you might be listening to this shir. We are back with our regular summer version of the shirim on Sefer Shoftim. And we are learning the sugya of Gidoin. And we are taught in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Tezayin, as Gideon goes out to war with 300 people against the Midianim, the Navi says, Gideon divided the 300 people into three groups. He gave everybody a shofar. He gave everyone an empty earthenware pitcher. With torches inside these kadim. And then we are told, a little bit later on, what the function of these kadim were. Pasuk says, and they busted, they smashed open those pitchers, those earthenware pitchers that were in their hands. The three groups all blew their shofars, and they broke these kadim. What were the function of these kadim? The Malbim explains two functions. One, which Rashi also tells us, was in order that the lapidim, the torches, which were hiding in the kadim until then, should be a surprise. All of a sudden, they should be surrounded by a bunch of light, and they shouldn't see Klai Yisrael approaching until the last moment. Another function, says the Malbim, was the kadim, as they were being broken, as they were being smashed, they made noise, which would frighten the Midianite enemy also. There is, however, a tremendous lesson, which we mentioned very briefly last time, before Pesach, in this kadim, which I would like to share with you, which is based on the Be'ikar, on the words of the Arjaver, in the Sefer Bera Moshe, and in the Sefer Eshtas. So, he tells us, we know that the generation of Gidoin were a generation of Avdei Avodah Zarah. They were a generation which was a very, very Shevach Hadar. Gidoin himself, the Gadol Hadar, until a couple of days ago, was from a family of Avdei Avodah Zarah, from the chief Avdei Avodah Zarah. And he himself was a tremendous Avdei Avodah Zarah. He had the famous par, which they had been fattening for 7 years, the Kavod Avodah Zarah. They serve all types of Avodah Zarah back then. And this was the first time that there was such a downfall of Avodah Zarah by Klal Yisrael. And now, all of a sudden, Gideon becomes the great leader. What schus did he have to become the great leader? So we're told already earlier in Shoftim Perek Vav that Pasuk says, Lech b'chachach azu, go with his koyach, and reach out, save Klal Yisrael, you're the new head, you're going to do amazing, Gideon, you could save Klal Yisrael from Midian. And Chazal tell us, Rashi brings this back in Perek Vav, Pasuk Yudalid, Vayifen Elav Hashem V'yayim Aleich B'chachach Azeh, go with this strength, and with this strength you will save Klal Yisrael. What's the strength? That he was Malamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael. Gideon was someone who in the blackest periods of Jewish history, he was able to go along and see the good in every single Yid. And Rashi tells us how he was Malamed Tzchus on Klal Yisrael, how they deserve to be saved, back in Perek Vav, and beginning of Parsha Shoftim, when it says, Tzedek Tishbaram Yisecha, the Medrash Rabbah brings, who is an example of someone that was done everyone the Kav Tzchus? The Medrash says that was Gideon, who was done the Kav Tzchus. So over here also, says the Arjaver, these Kadim, which are being broken, represent the most poshet, simple, maybe Rasha of a Yid, but he's still something special. Let us see. So we'll see also, of course, the Kesha to the Parsha. In Mesechus Hagoyim, Perek Yud Beis Mishnehei, the Mishnah is speaking about Negoim of homes. So it's brought that in Rashi in the parasha also. What exactly would we be metam over here? What was the whole concern? Why does the Torah say, bring the Kalim out of the house first? The Kayin says, clear everything out of the house before I make the house tame. What are we concerned about? If we're speaking about wood or clothing or metal, it's not really a big deal. What's the problem with them becoming tummy? Matabilon v'heim tarah, they can always become tarah again anyways. You can put them in the mikvah. Al ma'achas ha'tarah. So what's the tarah so concerned about? The tarah says, a pasuk, get it out of the house. Make sure you clear the house out first before the kohen goes and looks at the house. What is the tarah concerned about? Says the Mishnah, al ma'achas ha'tarah al kli chersoi v'al pachoi. Loshen pachin kanim. His earthenware items which cannot become tahar. va'al tapov. Im kach asar Torah amamoni habazli. If a Torah was so careful and so concerned about his lowly money, kavachomer amamoni achaviv, for sure we should be concerned about his more precious money. You should care about every other yid's precious money. Continues the Mishnah. Im kach al shel rasha kavachomer ashal tzaddik. If a Torah cares so much about a rasha, because the average person that gets harassed obviously was someone that sinned and deserved it. So kal v'chomer, you should be concerned and careful about another yid when it comes to someone who's not such a big rasha. So now the Torah, here this Mishnah is speaking about the lowest level yid, and is also speaking about the lowest level kli, which is a pach. Pachim tanim, it seems, symbolize a simple yid, or maybe a yid that really is empty. He's just kli charis. He's just adama. He's nothing more. He's missing ruchnius. He's lacking teichin. He's lacking some real substance inside. He's just earthenware, and he still has the chshivas of being a special yid. He brings, I'll show you. He brings Chazal tells us an amazing thing by Arichem Zakai. The Gemara says in Brachas b'shas p'tirasi before he was nifter. Rabbi Yechem Zaki told his Talmidim, "Panu kalim mepnei atoma. Get rid of the kalim. Get all the kalim out of here. I don't want them to become tamei. V'chinu kisei l'cheskiyo melech Yehuda Shabbat, and prepare a seat l'kavik cheskiyo melech Yehuda is coming to be here at my petira. He's gonna be accompanying me. He's gonna be joining me. Cheskiyo melech Yehuda, and get rid of the kalim. What exactly was Rabbi Yechem Zaki teaching with these two things? Get rid of the kalim, and cheskiyo melech Yehuda is coming. So he says." That we find in many places, again, I'm just saying this, b'kitzer, that pachim tanim refer to simple yidden, like we just saw a little bit, maybe Berem is in that Mishnah in Negayim, or Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu stayed behind for pachim tanim. Yaakov Avinu said, we have to look at even the simplest yidden and not ignore them. Anybody, if he's a yid, he's special. He deserves to be praised. It's a time to go along and try to be mechazik and before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of all the milas of all of Klal Yisrael. On the Pasuk, Mikol Avkas Roichel, in Shir HaShirim, Chazal tell us that Avkas Roichel is the Avak which went up from Yaakovinu's battle with the Sar Yishal Esav, and this symbolizes that the Avak, this dust which was raised in the battle between Yaakov and Esav, symbolizes how Yaakovinu was up to the Kisi Yaakovin. He was sending up a message that every single Yid, no matter how much he's fallen, he's still special. And actually, the one who says in the Mishnah, the halacha of that the Rachmanis of Hashem by Mitzaras is on the Pachim Tanim and on the Rasha, is Rabbi Meir, who's the famous one in Kedushin, who tells us, Bein kach kruyim banim, that no matter what, even when the Jewish people sin, they're still called banim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was teaching this lesson, that there's going to be a big Yiras Adaris. We just had Chorban Bar Yesheni in the time of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. We just all kicked out of the Beis HaMikdash. We were expelled from Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying, however, even though all this happens, do not ignore the Pachim Tanim. We have to try to focus and save and be positive about the Pachim Tanim. Now, Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda had the same issue. Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda didn't want to get married because he knew he was going to have a son, Menashe. He said, why should I have a son, Menashe? That Russia, I don't want to be born. He didn't get married. He almost had to die because of that. Kadosh Baruch Hu sent Yeshayahu, gave him Musar, and ultimately Chizkiyo got married and he had Menashe. And he learned this lesson. What is Menashe? Menashe was a Rasha, the biggest Rasha. But still, Menashe did tshuva at the end. Every yid is special. We don't put down, even if a yid is a Rasha, we yitamu chatayim in our earth, like Beruah said, but not yitamu chaitim. So, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, before he passed away, he connected to Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. In some way, he reached that darga. That's how Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda comes to his levaya. As he's being nifter to accompany him, and he says, because we both focused on the pachim tanim, we still are malam and schus on even yidden that maybe seem more empty. So this is another example of how the pachim symbolize even a yid that maybe is empty in the time of Gidain, and Gidain says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know there's a lot of empty yidden, but there's still yidden. We know Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev used to always say, Kadosh Baruch, he used to say, Kadosh Baruch, maybe, you know, the Yidden sinned, but compare them to the Goyim, compare them to the to your other nations. There's nothing to talk about. We're still way above. We're still so much better. Klal Yisrael as a whole is so much better. So, as much as possible, to go along and be melamed schus on Klal Yisrael. It's a little bit more. So this again, this is how Gideon started originally. That's how he was given the job, because he was the ultimate melamed schus, and he's continuing now as he goes to battle. He invokes the schus of Klal Yisrael, the schus of the Pachim Tanim, and he says, "What do we do with the Pachim Tanim? Take a torch, hold the torch inside the Pach Katan, and you'll see that the Pach will begin to glow. Light that nitzes, light that pintaliyid inside, and you'll see how it's going to affect, and everyone will start getting better." The Medrash in Shir Hashir, the Medrash says, Maisa bekartanis achashoy la shivcha kushis sheyard la malais min ayin hiva chaverta. There was a noble woman who had two shivchais, two maidservants that went down to fill water from the spring. Amr la chaverta chaverti lamachar adani megarshes ishtay b'disani li ishtay. Tomorrow, one tells the other one, my master is going to be divorcing his wife and marrying me. So this friend says, why do you say that? She got her hands all dirty. She got her hands all mefuchamis. And her hand got dirty one time, fine, but you are always dirty. And therefore, that's how her appearance was. Nothing to talk about. So compared to, the Medrash says, Umas Olam Amayna Yisrael, Umas Olam Tiz Klal Yisrael. They say, this nation has gone against Hashem. So Klal Yisrael say back, okay, we did it once. We did it for a moment. We've done it here and there. But generally, there's nothing to talk about. We're at a whole different level. We're a different ballpark, different planet, different universe than you, the way we act. And therefore, there's no shaila that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a love for Klal Yisrael. Again, even compared to even for Rishayim, compared to Umis Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says every single Yid Mlei Mitzvos Kerimain, even if he is even if right now he seems to be a Pach. Here, I'll share with you something. Satan Rebbe once in one of his drushes spoke about the Medrash that we mentioned earlier. Medrash says, but Tzadik Tishba Tam Yisacha, and Medrash says, oh, you've done everybody Lekav Schus, and the Medrash says, like he's fine by Gideon. So he said once in a drasha, he said, in Parshas Mitzayra, Torah says, hatzaras, the Kain should go examine the one who has Tzaras, and he'll see that the Tzaras was healed, min hatzarua, from he who had Tzaras. Why does it have to say that the Tzaras was healed from the Tzaruah? Obviously, we're speaking about the Tzaruah, the whole Parshas Tzaria and Mitzayra is speaking about someone who has Tzaras. So it should have just said, Kain, v'hini nirpa nega hatzaras. What's min hatzarua? So we said a beautiful pshat. There's a very famous vart from the Baal Shem Tov on the Mishnah Negayim. The Mishnah says, "Kol Negayim Adam Roya Chutz Minigay Atzmai." Person has a right to look at Negayim. A Kayin can look at any Negayim of anybody except his own. A Kayin is not allowed to pass it on himself. So he says there's a remez. Baal Shem Tov says, very famous idea, that there's a remez in this Mishnah for any time someone sees a chesaron by somebody else, you should know if you're seeing it by someone else, Hashem's showing you something which you have an issue with also. And there's a story of Baal Shem Tov himself said that he saw something by someone, he realized that he had an issue with it himself. So he said, this is Chassidish, I'm asking with Baal Shem Tov, any negayim which a person sees outside, it's from his own negayim. Now, someone who has a job to give mussar, someone who's a gadol, who has to give mussar, that's his job. He's a rav of a shul, of a community. His job is to give mussar. It can't be that every single time he has it himself. It can't be that it's applying over there also. And you might have said, you might have made a mistake, and you might have said, oh, the kain saw tzaras by someone. Ah, kain, you probably have the same problem yourself. Like the Baal Shem Tov says, anytime you see something, it comes from yourself. So over here, the Torah says, here is an exception. But ra ha-kain, he's the kain. He's the mechaper. Sefer HaChinuch writes in this week's parasha and describes in Ba'arichus, the Kohen is the one who's going to inspire him to do tshuva and give him the lessons. He's the Mechiach. That's why Hashem chooses him. Sifsi Kohen Yishmeru Das. So the Kohen sees, and the Kohen could say, Nir b'nega hatzaras min hatzarua. It was by you. It was healed from by you. It wasn't that the Kohen sees it went away and maybe it's still by the, it's all by the tzaruah. It's all by that person. So the Kohen is someone who has to look all the time and see the chesroinus of other people. Now, chas v'shalom, it might start affecting him. If you go along and you have to hang out and deal with, I don't know, people that have types of issues, it might start having ashba on the person. He brings a very famous Aruch Chaim HaKadosh. Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, "Ba'ir nidachas." Pasuk says, "V'nosan l'cho rachamim v'richamecha." Because Baruch Hu says, Hashem will give us rachamim after you kill everybody in Ir Nidachas. And Aruch Chaim HaKadosh explains that usually when someone goes to war, it creates within himself feelings of cruelty. Think of Vietnam. I didn't say that. Take it back. So if someone has to kill people who are in Dachas, it might create in him a mitzias, a teva, eventually, of being cruel. So Hashem says, since you did it l'shem shemayim, you killed the people of the Irani Dachas, I told you so. Says, Arachayim HaKadosh, that's what the Torah says, V'nosan l'charachim, I will bless you with extra rachmanis to protect you. So too, the same thing. If someone is mekayim the mitzvah of a shaftu asa'am mishpat tzedek, says Satan Rebbe, Satan Kadosh Baruch Hu will bless him with mishpat tzedek. He'll be able to continuously be dumb people in kav schus. So on one hand, he's going to have to give muster when he has to give muster, but between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's always going to be trying to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'imolam etzchus. He brings in Vayal Maisha, famous from Levi Yitzchak ben Barditchev, he used to always Bimalam Tzchus, that's, he's known as the Sanigar in Shal Yisrael. He's the defendant of the Jewish people, but he has proofs that Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Barditchev himself, when he needed to, of course he would go along and give Musar to the person, but between him, he was the Rav of the community, but between him and HaKadosh Baruch, he always had nice things to say about Yidden. Just in front of HaKadosh Baruch, to try to go along Bimalam Tzchus as much as possible on Klal Yisrael. The Arjaver brings a little bit more here from Parshas Shavua, a little bit more about halachas of Negayim. Mishnah says, halacha is that before the Kohen goes into the house to check, halacha is you don't open windows. If the room has enough light on its own, then fine, the Kohen goes in. If he sees a nega, then he'll go along and pass in his tummy. However, if there's not enough light, then there's no halacha to go along and open the window to go make yourselves a problem. You can't see. Halacha is that the home will not become tamei if there's not enough light to make it tamei. It's a very shem mishnah. So he says, this is also a remez, the same idea. In the time of darkness, don't look for problems. Don't stress the problems. Because the problems aren't real. They're on the surface. They're on the outside. It's not a real negatzeras. Negatzeras, if it's blatant, then deal with it. Don't try to find bad things about Klal Yisrael. Try to stay focused on the good. Being focused on the good is ma'ir aschus in shamayim. Seeing the good in Klal Yisrael as much as possible, and it's always possible, is there's so much chesed going on. As much as tzaris, there's always more chesed going. It's incredible what Klal Yisrael is doing in Taira. All the shiurim people are trying to get involved in. All the davening people are trying to mechazik in whatever way they do it. And crazy amounts of chesed going on. It's ma'ayiris chus in shemaim, and it brings the geula. And Gidon needed a geula right over here. He needed a geula. Here's another halacha. You don't look at a base nagoyim a yoyim ma'udah on a cloudy day. If things aren't clear, don't focus on the bad. If something's blatantly bad, okay, deal with it. Give musar to whatever it is in whatever way is necessary. But nothing more than that. What we shmooze and talk about, just good. HaKadosh Baruch, everybody knows, Chavos Chaim brings so many times, wants us only to say good about Klal Yisrael, about his sons. And just like a father only wants to hear good things about his sons, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Chavos Chaim from the Zohar, only wants to hear good things about his sons. And if we go along and we talk bad things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu might have to punish the son But Hashem's not happy about it. And b'schus, only saying good things and focusing on the good, will be zoyche to geula shlema, a tremendous rachamim, a tremendous being done lekav schus. The Gemara says in Shabbos, whoever's done lekav schus from Shemayim, they done him back lekav schus. A whole amid, fat amid Gemara on this with stories in the Gemara in Shabbos. It's such a wonderful mida of seeing the good. And that's what Gideon's doing. He's going to war. Just like when he originally, a couple days ago, got the job, it was by being ma'ir schus. So too right now, as he goes to war, what does he do right before? He symbolizes the pachin tanim with a light inside to say, yes, we only have 300 soldiers who were able to come to the war because all the other ones weren't really up to par. But still, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at them, compare them to these Midyanim. These Midyanim, these Avdi Avaydazara Midyanim. Who deserves to win the war? There's no question. Klal Yisrael deserves to win the war. And from there, everything went uphill. And Klal Yisrael had a big aliyah. And he was Shefet Yisrael, wonderful Shefet Yisrael. So b'schus, continuing to ma'ir b'schus, and to see the good, and to point out the good, and be proud of the good within ourselves, and the good within others, will be zaychet, to the gula shleima, b'meher v'yameinu, good Shabbos, good Chodesh.